Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I do kind of like these 435 or 405, 415, 4 after 4
something.
Yeah,
yeah.
407. I like these 4 o'clock. It's like 425, I think.
Yeah.
420, whatever. Hello. 4 o'clock Steeler games. So that's happening. Jim, did you say Luis Castillo or did you say Jose Castillo?
Did I combine? Well, I may have said Luis. I mean, we got Luis Valbuena and Jose Castillo, but it was former Pirate.
Yes.
Jose Castillo.
Jose Castillo. Rest in peace. All right, here's the deal. Would you rather coach, and I said this before, that it was going to be an either-or proposition. Would you rather coach the Cleveland Browns or would you rather coach the Green Bay Packers right now? That seems to be on the surface a very easy question, but think about it a little.
Yeah, stop and think. Your options are prima donna quarterback, who's essentially running the organization, or crazy owner who's running that organization. So I think I lean, in all honesty, I would choose the Browns if I had to. Right now?
I probably would too. Jim, who would you rather coach? Say you're a young up-and-comer coach. That kid, that guy who everybody's identifying as, this is the guy that's the next coach. This is the McVay. This is the guy who people think is going to really light the world on fire as a coach. And we just had Bruce Arians, right, last week say that the only team he'd come out of retirement for is the Cleveland Browns, right? So if that proposition was in front of someone, where would they choose? It sounds like a loaded question or a crazy question even, but maybe right now the Browns is a more appetizing job than the
historically,
Packers.
Historically,
because on the surface, your knee-jerk reaction is, well, it's the Packers, and it's Aaron Rodgers.
Well, it starts with personnel, too.
Right.
Look at Baker Mayfield. You know, plus you've got Garrett Miles and you got Denzel Ward.
You got a team on the rise or a team that's stagnating and slowly circling, perhaps.
Well, I think the Browns, the personnel, the player personnel, it's a better situation. But the other thing you have to look for is who you're going to work for.
Well, and there's also salary cap room in
Cleveland. Ton of room in Cleveland.
Yes. So you could potentially even get better.
Well, there will be whenever Rodgers is gone.
But that's not happening for a few years.
Right.
And he's kind of running the show right now.
And he's telling you when he's going to leave.
Yeah, I think I would take the Browns job. But you would have to trust that Haslam is going to go back to what he should have learned from the Rooneys.
Well, isn't that the biggest thing working against you if you take it, that Jimmy Haslam is your boss, Jim?
But yeah.
Well, tell me more. Yes. What should he have learned against stability?
What I'm saying is that his immediate superior there would be John Dorsey. It would not be Haslam. And if Haslam, what I started to say, is that if he puts into practice what he should have learned as a minority owner with the Steelers is, okay, you're the owner, you have the final say, but you hire people and let them do their job.
But a 24-83 record in his time there tells you that he's not been successful, not been patient enough, maybe all of those.
But maybe now they have the right people.
In terms of players?
But also in terms of the guy putting the team together with
the
GM.
You made a good point. Dorsey, the GM. You've got a quarterback in Mayfield. You've got a running back in Chubb. You've got the pieces on defense.
And he saw a situation where this isn't working. And he got rid of both Hugh Jackson and Todd Haley. And, you know, I don't know that Greg Williams is going to emerge as a guy because this brings up that whole thing about, like, if you make a change and the team does okay under the interim guy, do you have to keep him? I still think that they're probably going to make a run at Riley, at Mayfield's college coach. And we'll see what happens.
I know he's kind of said, but
I think they'll make a run
at
him.
But then that just gets you in that same loop that we're talking about when we talk about the Packers being less attractive is you're acquiescing to what the quarterback may want. And if I'm in charge of the Browns, I want an established guy who's been there, done that, and has a ring, and I want McCarthy.
You know, Rodgers might play 5 more years, and this knee injury thing screwed it up because it forced the sense of him needing to think like, I really don't have diminished skills. Let me show everybody I don't. Mm-hmm. I've got to go out on top whenever. He might never really get it back physically.
Yeah, and he might never have the weapons that he once had.
He's a lunatic. Like, I think his lunacy is veiled in the fact that, you know, he presents himself well.
Hey, Rogers.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, and he does commercials, and he's a guy that the American public knows.
Right.
But
there's definitely something off about him.
He just had a guy fired that it could have rode it out for a couple more games. You know, he's definitely a power struggle guy.
Yeah.
Rogers is.
I wonder how much of that is just naturally him and how much of that is born from going through what he went through with Favre.
And there's going to be no easy letdown either. Like, there's not going to be any easy exit out the door. It feels like Aaron Rodgers is going to go kicking and screaming.
It feels like it's going to be Favre 2.0.
Let's talk about full circle.
Right. Yeah.
Talk about full circle. But they also have yet to draft a guy that is his successor. Right. I mean, specifically to be his successor.
And another mark in the pro, you know, if you're doing pros and cons of one place or the other, as we talk about Green Bay or Cleveland, where would you rather go? Another mark in the con column of, I don't want to be the guy that has to go to Green Bay and try and rebuild this thing around Rodgers.
But like
in his waning years.
But the Packers are a historic franchise and that they historically have gotten it right. I can't remember the last time that they've been just god awful.
Right now.
And I'm saying, think back when they were really, really bad.
Century excellence. I mean, right? At least.
It's, right, but I don't know.
Like a half century.
Just think of what's going to happen here in a couple of years.
What do you think the question will be?
Where would you rather be take over? Would you rather take over the Steelers or the Jaguars? or who's another bad team right now? The Raiders, right. The 49ers. Actually, the Giants are pretty bad right now. But it's just, you know, you would think that the Steelers is always going to be a great coaching job, and you would think the Packers is always going to be a great coaching job.
But there's also that standard to live up to. I don't want to go to Green Bay and end up being more of a Lindy Infante than a Mike Holmgren. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to be the guy that oversees some of the few dark years they have there.
Well, it's funny. They went through it. The Packers and
this is water cooler question today,
yes,
people. You're driving into work on a Friday. You've talked out.
They were talking about this.
Bonus
ball.
Right.
You're going to talk about the Steeler game, of course, right? But this is one of those, hey, listen, bear with me. Think about this kind of questions.
Right.
Maybe the Browns' job is better than the Packers' job right now.
Here's why.
And you're not a lunatic.
Compare and contrast.
Tale of the tape, Jim.
Well, it's final exam time, so you do a compare and contrast question. You take out the old blue book. They don't use blue books anymore,
do they?
They
probably don't use those anymore.
No. Maybe you do.
Okay,
all right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.